Let's see here. I'll try and answer this as different as possible as what I've been, but no, they're obviously not too many differences. I mean, they're great quarterbacks. You know, they do a great job of keeping guys accountable and their leadership skills and everything else. You know, it's you know, if there's two guys that you want quarterback in your team, you know, it's a toss up between those two. You know, obviously everybody's going to be different. Players are different. Coaches are different. Everything else, you know, are obviously great coaches and you know, have different styles and things like that, but both very effective in the way they go about their business and the way they do things. And you know, I'm just excited about the opportunity that I have in front of me.
Wes, how is their secondary playing, and are there any differences from
the last time you played? You know, their secondary, I feel like, is a real strength of their defense and of their football team. They got a lot of good players back there and a lot of good cover guys, and safeties are very knowledgeable of the game. You know, they do a great job. So, you know, I don't see too many differences from what they did in the first game going forward, but we'll just see how it plays out. Well, I mean, it's tough to get here and tough to get to this position tough to have this, you know, to get this opportunity. And so you just try and take advantage of it and try not to worry about how you got here or what was expected or anything else. You're just happy to have the opportunity and try to make the most of it. Yeah, I do. I mean, I played with Matt Light for a long time, and we have a pretty cool raffle deal going on to get to come to the AFC Championship game get flown out here and get four tickets. And you can go to WesWelker.com or netraffle.org and get raffle tickets or for a chance to win it. I think with just the way they go about their business and the way they study, the way they keep guys accountable, the way they show it by what they do on the field and off the field and preparing and really just keeping guys accountable and make sure that everybody's doing their jobs and when they're not, letting them know when they're not and stay on top of everybody. Yeah, I mean, I played with him for a couple of years there in New England. You know, he's a smart guy, tough guy, does a great job special teams and different things like that. And you know, has good strength. I think will be a good asset for us.
Wes, it's not like you need more motivation for this game, but the way that the last one ended, how much is that still a driving factor for you as well as the rest of your teammates?
I think you look back at the game, but at the same time, you know, it's a new game. It's a play. You know, the style's different. The way you're kind of going about things. The weather will be different. You know, a lot of those different things. So you take a lot from it, but at the same time, you don't dive into it too much or overanalyze it or anything else. You just try to get ready the best you can and understand that the game's not going to be totally the same, but still do your homework from the last one. Yeah, I mean, I'll do that when the season's over. You know, I'll definitely look back and think of what a great season he's had. But right now we're just focused on this game and getting ready for it.
How much better do you feel now versus coming off that first concussion in the last trip to New England?
I feel a lot better. I mean, you know, taking 5 weeks off is a little bit different. But still, getting to be able to get that game under your belt and move on to the next one is good, and I'm really looking forward to the opportunity.
Looking back on it, should you have played in that New England game?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I was cleared and ready to go, so, you know, I don't see any problems with it.
Is it nice for you to have played the Patriots before so that there's not that whole
I think so. I mean, you know, I think our media guys had me do like 4 sit downs, you know, different media stuff, not to throw anybody under the bus or anything, but there was just a lot of stuff going on during that week, and I'm just glad to, you know, have all that stuff over with and really just kind of focus on the game and get ready for it. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, me being a young player, I remember, you know, I try and tell them about when I went 0-7, and we were undefeated, and we lost in the end, and I was thinking, we'll be back next year, and we'll be back the next year and the next year, and we're going to win one. And you don't realize how hard it is to get there, and you got to appreciate it, and you got to seize that moment, and you got to take advantage of it, because injuries happen, you know, free agency happens, you know, all different things happen. And the opportunities of getting to this situation are so rare that you got to seize that moment and take advantage of it. I mean, it was the helmet recommended to me, so I mean, it felt the same to me, so supposedly it protects me more, but you know, I'm still playing, so that's all I care about.
Wes, because of the history with concussion, are you even more consciously aware of where defensive players are on the field? Will you get down if you have to, or is it just take the hit and chips fall where they may?
You know what, at this point, AFC championship game, all that stuff, I'm not worried about it at all. I'm just going out there trying to get first downs, trying to move the sticks, trying to make plays for my team. So,
last question from Wes.
Media stuff is behind you as it relates to the Patriots, but how are you feeling about them now with the benefit of a few months of hindsight? How does it feel to be facing them in the game with so much at stake?
You know, it's still another game. I don't think you, you know, you understand this AFC championship and everything like that, and you want to go out there and prepare as much as possible. But at the same time, it's still, you know, an opponent, and it's a team, and you're going out there and you're going to play the best of your ability and go out there and try to win the game.